Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. We've got something really kind of fun today. Terry, we have a guest. Would you like to introduce her?
We do. We have Patty from Zen Paws here today. Welcome, Patty.
Hi. Great. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, I'm glad you could make it. Now, Patty and I met, I was with Vicki up in Old Town, Alexandria, I guess a couple weeks ago now, and I saw your booth there, and it caught my attention because you were doing some really cool stuff with aromatherapy.
Yes, I do.
Well, tell us a little bit about what, one, your beds, and talk a little bit about the aromatherapy in general.
Okay, let me start with aromatherapy in general. It's used now, actually getting quite a bit more mainstream than it has been in the past. Of course, you know, humans have known of the benefits of aromatherapy for a long, long time. But you're starting to see more of its use with pets, dogs, cats, even horses. And it basically works the same way that it works for humans, where you can either use it with the use of essential oils, and it's important to get the right grade of oil and so forth, and I'll talk a bit about that in a minute. But you can either use it as a topical use, and you massage the oils as they're diluted directly into the skin of your pet, so it gets into their bloodstream, or it can be used in inhalation. You can use a diffuser, or I have a couple of methods of things that I've done as a way to get the aromatherapy aroma into the pet's nasal cavity completely. They're used, again, the various ways for pets that you're seeing them use quite often for calming down an anxious pet, times like thunderstorms, going to the vet, going to a groomer, any time where your pet is anxious or nervous or even excited because the doorbell's ringing and a lot of people are coming over. There are various essential oils that are very good for helping to calm down a pet. Lavender and chamomile are two of the big ones that are used in that regard. They also can be used to repel fleas and ticks. So anything in the citrus family, if you think about the citronella candles that we all know of that we put outside to take away mosquitoes, it's the same idea. You can use oils in the citrus family or mints, peppermint, things like that are also very good to repel fleas. For skin, there is an essential oil called tea tree, which is very good if there's some sort of a skin irritation or itchiness that's going on. Travel has really good applications. If you have a dog that's carsick or even a cat carsick, peppermint and chamomile essential oils are good for that as well. So there are many different uses for it. I've even heard of some vets are now using diffusers and diffusing a lavender mist into their clinics as a way to calm pets down when they come into the clinic as an alternative to other chemical methods that have been used in the past. So it's a more natural way to achieve some of the benefits of calming an animal or repelling fleas than some of the chemical alternatives that are out there.
Well, that's really cool that the vets are using that, because I haven't seen any around here yet, but I think they should. I think that's a phenomenal idea using.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. I've even heard of a large doggy daycare center who is also misting lavender spray into the big room with the dogs. As you can imagine the chaos that's going on there. And so the lavender, and he claims it has a wonderful effect to help calm the whole room down and just take it down a notch when they all get going in there.
Nice.
Wow. That's
yeah.
Cool. What if we got rescue groups doing that?
I know. I agree.
Yeah, I like that a lot, man. We're going to have to keep that in mind, Terry.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead, Dee.
Now, we know so many organizations that have big hunts of dogs who are stressed, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What
yep.
a fabulous thing to do.
Yeah, and it, you know, there's two ways that it's really good. If you use it as a topical, so if there are sprays, I have a spritzer, that I create, and you can spray it right into the coat of the dog, massage it right into their skin. So the massaging is a really beneficial effect to a dog that's stressed out in the first place. It's a good bonding experience. The massaging helps to bring their level of stress down, and then the benefits of the aromatherapy on top of that just bring it to a higher level for them. So it's, you know, it combined with massaging, it's really a great way to go.
Very cool. Now, you mentioned flea and tick control, and Dean and I have talked a number of times about trying to find some of the natural things that are out, get away from the chemicals. I assume that's topical.
It is.
Well.
It is.
Diluted at all, or?
Yes, yes. With essential oils, with aromatherapy, you always want to dilute it. That's a very important thing. I'm glad you mentioned it. Because, you know, dog's sense of smell is so incredibly much stronger than ours, and a little bit goes a long way with them, even in a topical application. You want to make sure that it is sufficiently diluted. You know, it's a couple of drops to milliliters of another oil, which helps to dilute it. And so for a pest repellent, you can spray it directly onto the pet, again, and massage it right in, or you can spray it on their bedding. You know, anywhere that there is any instance that there are some fleas or ticks or that there could be some, I would just use it wherever you can, and there's no harm in using it as often as you want. You know, I've been using it for years. I really didn't like putting the drops on my dog's back and dealing with all of that. So I've been messing around with this for years, and my dogs are out in the woods where ticks are very prevalent, and I've had no problem with them in a long time.
That's cool. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I know even here in Richmond area, ticks are bad this year. I mean,
yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, they really are. They came out early this year, and they are everywhere.
Okay, so Terry, we're going to have to give that a try for season two.
Yeah, I think that'd be very cool. It'd be a good, good test.
So now you have beds too for dogs.
I do have beds. I started this whole thing out a long time ago. Actually, it's probably been more than 10 years ago. I didn't have the aromatherapy element involved at that time. I started out by just trying to make a more natural bed that was more functional than the ones that I had been buying. What I often found was the beds that I bought, no matter really even how much I paid for it, it wasn't that I was just buying the inexpensive beds, but my pet was always squirreling around and nesting in it and pushing the stuff to one end. And it would all end up at an end and get clumped up, and it just sort of stayed that way. So I'd have a bunch of cloth at one end and the filling at another end, and I'd throw the bed away. And I would just go through cycle after cycle of that. So around the time when buckwheat was starting to be used for human neck pillows, I started to play around with this idea. And the buckwheat has a lot of great qualities about it, one of which, of course, is the support that it gives in the same way that humans use it for their neck support. If you have an elderly pet, the pet can move this buckwheat around in the bed and sort of pile it up where it needs some support. So if it's got a hip that's bothering it or some arthritis or that sort of thing, it gives it nice firm support, but it's not a hard support. It's a support that's giving. So it's actually a much more comfortable way for a pet to sleep when it's got some sort of old joint problems from being elderly. The fact that the pet can actually move it around is really what I think the pet gets the most out of. You know, they just love to just make those nests, and they're just going to go in circles and push the stuff around. It's free-flowing across in the bed so that even if it all gets to one end, you just pick the bed up and shake it, and it all flows back evenly down to the middle again. So it's never stuck in one place, and that's what makes it really nice for it kind of is a bed that never stops giving. The bottom part of the bed, so when I first started, I was doing all buckwheat hulls, and that became sort of heavy. It was great. It was functional. The pets all loved it, but it was heavy. When I got into the large sizes, it was kind of unwieldy. So then a few years ago, I discovered Kapok as a use for beds, and Kapok is a very nice alternative, environmentally friendly and hypoallergenic alternative to cotton. It's been used in life preservers for years in Central America and Mexico. So now I do a layer of Kapok in the beds first. I make some channels in fabric, and I sew those up and completely close up the Kapok. And then I put a layer of the buckwheat on top. I've added lavender, chamomile, and peppermint to that. Again, peppermint is a pest repellent, and the other two are calming agents. So all of that is an aromatherapy element to the bed. Add that to the buckwheat filling. I sew the whole thing up, so now it's all enclosed in a pillow. The top is the free-form buckwheat where the pet can move it around, and the bottom is the soft Kapok. And then that pillow is inserted in fabrics that are washable. They are eco-friendly. I use hemp, organic cotton, bamboo, any of the nice organic fabrics that have been coming out. I use those. They have a zipper. You take them off, throw them in the wash, put them back on. So the beds have evolved over the years. You know, what I started out 10 years ago is quite different than what I have now. I've had great success. People have written me lovely emails about how their pets love the beds. And for the owner, I think the fact that the inside of it lasts so long is a real good selling point for them because, you know, I just got so tired of buying new beds all the time for my pets. So that's sort of the history of my buckwheat beds that I've been making. They're in quite a few retailers across the country now. I do a lot of local shows, which is where you saw me. And, again, the response from the consumers has been really great.
Now, with the beds, do you need to retreat the oils over time? I would kind of assume so, but...
No, I don't. What I use in the bed are actually the dried flowers. So these are lavender flowers, chamomile, and peppermint leaves. So it's actually the dried version of the aromatherapy. It's the herbs. And surprisingly, it lasts quite a long time. The fact that the pet is moving the buckwheat around, or that if you pick the bed up and shake it a little bit, it sort of reactivates the aroma quite often. So I don't replace it. You know, at some point, I'm sure the pet isn't smelling it anymore, but it's way beyond the point you or I are smelling it because their sense of smell is so much better than ours. So, you know, I've thought of creating a separate little aromatherapy pack of herbs that you could just put inside, you know, unzip the bed and stick inside there if you really wanted to freshen it up. But I think the benefits are probably there a lot longer than we think they are.
Well, tell our listeners how to get in touch with you.
Okay, sure. I have a website. It's the address is www.zenpawz.com. My direct phone line is 703-268-6543. And I would love to hear from anyone. I love to hear stories of how aromatherapy has helped their pets, you know, things like car sickness and things that come up that are so prevalent during the summer and thunderstorms, you know, it's a perfect time to try some of things out, and I'd love to hear stories from people of what's been working for them.
Well, Patty, thank you for joining us today. Glad that you could provide the information for our listeners. I think a lot of them will find a lot of benefit with that, especially if they have dogs or afraid of storms.
Yeah, I hope so. I really hope to be able to find a way to provide a more natural alternative to some of the chemicals that are out there right now. So, and it's always certainly worth a try in my regard.
Thanks, Patty.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.